Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news from a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Wednesday. We're bringing you uplifting and positive news. That's what we do every single Monday and Wednesday here at the Positive Truth. On Fridays, we have an interview where we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm a little tired, but I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I got a nap today, so I'm great.
Nice.
Anyway, we got 8 positive news stories to get to today. So let's get to it right now. I got 5, Tim has 3. So I'm going to start with basically 2 short ones. Tim, do you know of a band called Mana?
No. Is it a rock band?
I guess. It's M-A-N-A. And basically they donated $200,000 to the victims of Mexico earthquakes. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, for sure. So I'm thinking the band was called Mana, which means hand.
Ah. Good job, Tim.
No problem at all, man. No problem.
Wow. JP off to a roaring start today with the positive truth.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good. It happens.
The person that got a nap is less sharp than the person that didn't have one.
No, we're Gucci, man. My Spanish is a little bit better than yours, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Tú sabes.
And I'll just do another quick one. So I know who Mark Cuban is because he owns the Mavericks.
Nice.
So he
he's also on that one show, Shark Tank, right? I think so. Something like that.
I think he is on Shark Tank. I never watched the episode, you know. The show. It might be a good show. Not trying to like say anything negative about it. This is the positive truth. Just haven't seen it.
I hear you. It's pretty cool, man. He does a good job, I think.
This is the one where like they like yell at people's investments.
Well, like they basically decide whether they're gonna invest in them or not, and like, you know, they state their opinion on it and stuff. And you know, he's like a straight shooter, so he'll tell you how he really feels.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like I would be interested in that. That sounds like something I would nap through.
That's probably what you nap through today, though, in all reality. It was probably showing some reruns and stuff.
Nice. Anyway. He also owns the Dallas Mavericks. And he has a player on his team named J.J. Barea, who's a fan favorite because he's not very tall. He's like Tim's height. He's like 5'9". He's listed at 6 foot, but it's kind of a joke. And he's from Puerto Rico. And we all know what happened with Puerto Rico and the hurricane. So Mark Cuban loaned the team plane to J.J. Barea to fly supplies to help out in Puerto Rico. And Barea, while he was there, grabbed his mother and grandmother and is bringing them back from Puerto Rico.
Man, that is so awesome. My bad, go ahead and finish.
That's it.
Man, yo, that's awesome. And by the way, I wish I was 5'9". J.J. Barea, man, that's awesome. That I can't believe that Mark Cuban did that, and I haven't even heard anything about that. So thank you for sharing that, JP, man. When did this happen? Did this happen, like, in the last couple of days?
Okay, so media day was Monday, and this happened. So this happened on Tuesday.
Wow.
So he missed the first practice with the Mavericks. And he's gonna be back Wednesday whenever this comes out. He's basically back today. And with his mother and grandmother. So this happened on Tuesday. So basically it was media day. Mark Cuban told Barea, like, how are you with your family? Barea told him, like, my mother and grandmother are still down there. Everything's awful. So he was like, all right, we're going to put all of our, like, we're going to get donation supplies, put them in our team charter plane. We're going to take you down there with the supplies. You're going to give them out and then bring your family back.
Man, Mark Cuban is like the real MVP, for real, for real.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's great. Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and start my first story. I actually have about a couple in Canada. They were at this river getting a photo shoot, you know, because that's what they do when you're engaged. You get photo shoots and all that good stuff. And they were, you know, getting this photo shoot done, and they noticed these kids were playing by this river that they were at where they were getting their photos done. And one of the kids was in the water, and they noticed he, like, couldn't keep his head up. So the groom immediately jumped into the water.
Suit on? Did he have a suit on?
Suit on and all. He immediately jumped in, didn't even think about it. Saved the kid. Kid gets out of the water, walks away. There's some photos on camera with this kid walking away, like, soaked wet, you know, shoes on and all. This guy's getting out of the water and his groom, and it looks pretty cool, like action photos. But, I mean, like, after it was all said and done, he said in the moment he didn't think anything of it. It was just something that he needed to be done. But now that after it happened, he was like, if we weren't there, you know, those kids would have died. They were just so blessed that they were there together getting their pictures done and were in the right place at the right time to help those little kids. And it was just a nice little positive story, just their outlook on it, that I wanted to share with you guys, because it's not all the time something like that happens to anybody, or we get to actually hear how other people feel when they do save somebody or help somebody out.
That's one committed photographer. You see the person you're taking a picture of just run off, and you just keep taking pictures?
No, legitimately, when I first saw it, I was like, yo, why is this photographer just taking pictures? I hope, like...
He helped?
I know, that's what I was immediately... My first thought. That was my first thought. But I just... I think that everything was all good, because it seemed like it was only one kid in the water, and he helped him out. Kid was okay. Kid was walking away, and then it's like a cool picture of him, like, halfway in the water, looking down at the ground, trying to get out. So it's pretty cool. You guys will check it out on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Absolutely, Tim. I like that. So since you're in Canada, can I go to Africa?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of the African Great Green Wall?
No. Never heard of the African Great Green Wall.
Well... Don't make a Trump joke, JP. Don't make a Trump joke.
It's too late.
Well, in Africa, they're building a wall as well. That was a joke I was trying not to make, but eventually just could not hold it back in. So, in the Sahara Desert, like, the Sahara Desert is very large. You can fit almost the whole lower 48 of America into the Sahara Desert. And on to the south of it, 11 countries have united to plan a Great Green Wall to fight climate change, to combat the effects of climate change and desertification. So what they do is they plant these special kind of trees that are resistant to the desert, and they, like, hold water better in the soil, which makes it easier for crops to grow near the Great Green Wall they're building. The Great Green Wall, by the way, is 8,000 kilometers long. It's 11 countries. I mean, this is a hell of a wall. And basically what it does is it fights drought, and it holds moisture in the soil better, which reduces erosion. And it just makes everything better for any of the farming crops, less sandstorms in that area, all because of all these trees they're planting. And yeah, they're almost halfway done, and I just now heard about it. That's why I'm talking about it.
Wow, man, that's like 5,000 miles.
You did the math in your head?
Well, like an 8K is like 5.2 miles, so, you know, 8,005. Yeah.
Nice, Tim. Nice.
Cross country, you know, I use my running into something. Take that, world. Man, that's a distance, man. That is a distance. And how long have they been building this wall? Because I've never heard of it. Just that's the only reason why I'm asking. I mean,
I think it's been going on for 2 years, and you keep on going.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds like it's going to take a while.
I mean, but like, there's already been positive benefits in the area. There's this idea in Africa that everyone in Africa is in, like, it's like half naked, living off the land, uncivilized in some tribe. And that's just not the truth. But they're out by the Sahara. There are rural people. And like, they have water, electricity, all that. And they might not live in like houses like you see in Great Britain or America, but they're like very civilized people. And they, in the video I have, basically they're talking about like, we've only planted half the trees and we're getting all these benefits. And so yeah, it's pretty awesome. Also, it's 11 countries coming together to build a wall of trees. That's like one of the best things you can do for climate change.
For sure, man. Unity at its best. That's the only way we're going to get things solved.
Together.
Tú sabes. Man, well, I'm going to go back to California because there's this pretty cool story about this teenage kid who did something really awesome that most teenagers I know wouldn't do. And I'm around some pretty cool ones, to be honest with you. So in California, in Elk Grove, California, Melissa Vang was at home with her two children and she heard the doorbell ring. And she doesn't answer the door to strangers, so she kind of was like, yeah, I'm not about this life. I'm just going to chill in the living room and wait till this kid goes away. And the doorbell rang again, and she waited till the kid left before she looked on the security cameras to see, you know, what he looked like and stuff. And she noticed that he lifted up a wallet with cash in it, and she was completely in shock. She goes to the door, the wallet was out there, and she later on found out it was a kid named Tyler Oakdyke. I hope I said his name right. He was 18. He was actually passing out flyers for pest control in the neighborhood, and he found a wallet that had $1,500 in cash in it and credit cards. So he looked at the address. He realized it was at that house. He went there just to return it, and it was as simple as that. And the reason I'm sharing this story, it's because Miss Vang, she said that it was really sad that she didn't trust him to open up the door whenever she saw him. She said that it's sad because it's the world that we live in today. We hear so many terrible news that they barely hear any good. And that's why she wanted to share this story, because if she would have just trusted in the kindness of the world, she wouldn't have this issue that she's having right now. And that's why I wanted to share this here, because that's what we're about. You know, there's not enough good stories out there, especially on mainstream media. You hear a lot of negativity that are going out in your neighborhoods. You're not hearing about the positive stories like this young man here, Tyler, who returned $1,500 in cash while he's doing a job to make probably minimum wage. So shout out to you, Tyler, man. You're definitely a hero right now in my eyes.
$1,500 in one wallet?
Yeah, in one wallet.
Woof. How do you know they live there?
He looked up and it had the ID on there, had the address on there.
Oh, yes. Very good. That's good job, Scooby-Doo. Good job, Tyler. That's the way to solve that mystery.
Yeah, man, for sure. I thought it was pretty awesome. I know if I was in high school and I found $1,500, man, I would definitely have thought about it a few times before I returned it.
There's actually a video, I think it was, man, I watched it a long time ago, where they went to a restaurant. No, it wasn't a restaurant. It was a convenience store. And they planted up security cameras, and they gave back an extra $20 to people just to see what they would do. And it was like 19 out of the 20 people gave the money back. Like, hey, man, you gave me the wrong amount of change.
That's pretty dope.
So that, I mean, I can't find that right now, but that just shows you, like, there's a lot more positivity than there is negativity going on in the world.
Absolutely.
So you can stay in America. I'm just going to, like, travel around the world.
Legit.
In India, they just unveiled a $2.5 billion plan to electrify all houses in India by the end of 2018. Do you know how many people are in India, Tim?
No, I don't.
1.3 billion.
That's a lot.
There's about 300 million people that don't have electricity. Either because they're too poor, they're too, like, segregated from the electric grid, which means they're just too far away from civilization, too rural, or there's so many people living in one spot that the electric grids, like, they can't power them all the houses in the area. So there are about 300 million people, or almost as many people in the United States, that are without electricity in India. So this plan is going to, their goal is to basically better equip all the electric grids to handle more people and more houses, so we can electrify the poorer houses. And they've created these solar battery packs to go out to these rural areas to help these people get electricity. And I think it's awesome.
Man, that does sound pretty awesome. And that's a lot of people that are going to be helping out. I didn't know that was that many people in India without electricity, though. 300 million is a lot of people, man.
I mean, whenever you have a limited electric grid, I mean, it's not even limited. Like, the electric grid is powering a billion people's lives. But a billion people is a lot of people. Like, that's 1,000 millions. And it can't handle the extra, you know, couple hundred million. And so the poorest people get left out. They're just using that extra $2.5 billion to better power these electric grids so the poor people don't get left behind.
That's awesome, man. That's definitely awesome.
Yep, yep. You got one more, Tim?
Yes, sir, man. I'm back in the U.S., and I'm definitely going to talk about this kid named Tyson, right? So Tyson was at the gas station one early morning, and he filled up his truck with diesel, and he went inside and got some candy and some coffee and, you know, went to the cashier to pay for it. And he realized, oh, crap, you know, I transferred all my money to in a different account, and he had the card, but he could not remember the PIN to the card. So he's kind of freaking out because he just filled up his truck. I mean, the bill was kind of expensive. And then this guy comes up to the front of the line and says, hey, look, I got you, man. If you need some money, I got you. Don't worry about it. And the guy was like, no, I got money. I just can't remember my PIN. And the guy swipes it, pays for it, and walks away. And the guy was like, look, I can't help a brother out. It's a free country, man. Just relax. It's okay. The bill was $110. That's why Tyler was freaking out. He was like, look, man, here's a receipt. Put down your phone number so I can pay you back. Tyler asked this guy, and the guy was like, yeah, that's fine, man. And he was like, please, let me take a picture with you as well so I can upload this to Facebook. I know your name, John. Just take a picture. I'll upload it to Facebook so we can stay in touch so I can make sure I give you this money. John says, that's fine, man. It's cool. We can take a picture. He writes down on a piece of paper on the receipt that he actually got after paying for it, gives it back to Tyler, and Tyler says, thank you very much. You know, they go their different ways. Tyler grabs his coffee. John's already gone by the time Tyler goes outside. Tyler opens up the receipt, and it says, pay it forward. Does not leave his phone number at all whatsoever. Doesn't leave his contact information for him to give him the money back. All he said was pay it forward. And that's why I'm sharing this story. The message is in itself. Tu sabes. That's all I got for you right there, man. What do you think?
Yes. Like, there's nothing really to add to that. That's pretty amazing.
I felt like I was talking really, really fast right there. I just kind of got in this zone, man, and I went with it.
You're good. I have something that's not related to that story, but I remember the first time I had Facebook before I deleted it. You know, I mean, the only reason I have Facebook is, you know, we post stuff on the podcast page for Facebook.
Absolutely.
So this was like 2009, 2010. You know, you take pictures. And like, I remember they just added this thing on Facebook where it was like not really tagged, like you could see all the pictures people had taken on your timeline and you could click on it. And I remember one time I saw myself in the background of a picture of someone of someone else's friend's photos. And I was like, it's a small world and this is really weird. Has that ever happened to you? Because you have a million Facebook friends, Tim.
Yeah, man, it used to happen a lot. I definitely, you know, don't go anywhere anymore. But it definitely used to happen a lot.
Hashtag responsibilities.
Tu sabes, you didn't say any lies there.
Yeah, man, but that's an amazing positive news story. It was just the thing, like, you take a picture with strangers and he's going to post it on his Facebook, and it just reminded me of, like, this one time I was in the background of this photo. and someone else put, and someone else was like, hey, do you know this person? And pulled up their Facebook. And like, you're in the background of the picture. I was like, I've never met this person in my life. Anyway.
Good old Facebook.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it.
But yeah, man. That's all I got. Story-wise, man. You got anything else?
I got one more.
Nice.
I saved the best one for last, even though we don't rank things on the positive truth. We love all our positive news stories the same.
Equally. We do not discriminate.
I just sounded like a parent there. That was really bad.
It's all good, man.
So I got a Colorado resident. His name is Michael Kemp. And basically, there's a 3-minute video. And he's in Colorado Springs, and he's going to a tattoo parlor to get a tattoo removed. And it's the swastika.
Nazi symbol.
Yes, exactly. It gets better, Tim. I promise. It gets better. So basically, he had been in jail, and he got all his tattoos in jail. And he had had the swastika symbol on his chest for over 20 years. And he... In jail, whenever he got out, he met his probation officer, parole officer. She was an African-American woman named Tiffany Witter. And basically, she was like such a positive influence in his life. He's completely unracist now. So it's like a story of him being like, every time I saw her, she wouldn't judge him. She said, it's not my job. I'm just trying to be a positive person in someone's life. That's my job as a parole officer. And she befriended him. She listened to him. And you know, there's this crazy thing. Whenever someone listens to you, you're more likely to listen to them in return. So he would say all these like racist things to her. And she would just smile, look at him, and be like, okay, help him out. And then say, you know, maybe... your feelings towards minorities aren't really all the way true. And she would just slowly, like, she slowly turned him. She turned his life around. Now she's, like, one of his best friends. And classic irony, now he works full-time in a chicken farm in Colorado. He says all his coworkers are Hispanic. So now he's like, I didn't know. He was like, before this, I wouldn't work with anybody that wasn't white. And he said, now I go to company parties and I'm the only white guy there. And they're like, hey man, come to our quinceanera. And he's just like, this is like a complete flip. And I think it's an awesome story.
Man. there was so much going on. The positivity is there, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Shows you the power of listening, too.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. I just think that's so awesome, though. Like, to have that on your chest for 20 years, and then this woman who decides, look, I'm just trying to be a positive role model in someone's life. That's what my job title is. And stays consistent in his life and gets him to do something like remove that symbol that means, oh, just it's something that's so terrible, especially in today's society right now, whenever we're dealing with everything that we're dealing with here in the United States. Oh man, that's a beautiful story. It's positive, and that's something I definitely need to hear right now.
Tim, do you want to know where they can find this news story at?
Where can they find them at, JP?
Our Facebook page, at the Positive Truth Podcast. Please go like, so you can check out this page. Also, we're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. Give us a 5-star review, please. And subscribe for more positive news.
I like what you did there, JP. The animation is real.
But that's all I got, man. Do you have a positive quote?
I don't, man. I absolutely don't. I definitely dropped the ball on that one today. I can find one really fast. And
I like how we've been doing this for like 11 months and we still suck at the quotes.
Yo,
and you would think that would be the easiest part.
Absolutely, and like I feel bad because I feel like, oh, that was my idea. I love positive quotes, and I just don't remember.
I remember a quote I heard today at school in class. It's not really positive, but man, it's so funny.
I'm definitely down for a funny quote. We can end it with a funny quote. It's Wednesday, why not?
So it says, dating is a collecting information about someone until you realize you don't like them.
Absolutely.
I mean, as a single person, I thought it was funny. You're not allowed to laugh at that because you're married to him.
I'm staying quiet over here. I'm just... And on that note, guys...
We're out.
Stay positive.